Okay, if you've been following me on Twitter, you've noticed that I upgraded my workstation, my old iMac 24-inch, to a Mac Pro machine. The main reasons that I did this are I wanted to have multiple hard drives inside the system. You can put two hard drives now in the new 27-inch iMac. You can get a solid state drive and a hard drive, I think up to 2 terabytes. But then that's it, you're maxed out. I wanted the additional flexibility of having a Mac Pro and the expandability of it and so forth. So I went ahead and went with the Mac Pro machine, and I'm very pleased. First off, I did use the data, the migration assistant to migrate the programs and everything from my old 24-inch over to the iMac. Would have rather, of course, started with a complete fresh install of all the programs and so forth, but that's time consuming. You don't get all your passwords and settings migrated over that way. It's so convenient to use this system that Apple has where you just move everything over, and it basically makes the new machine a clone of the old machine. It remembers all your passwords and logons. When I launched Google Chrome, it had all the tabs and everything just like I left it when I shut down the 24-inch machine. So it literally brought everything over and works great. I did install a 2 terabyte hard drive. It came with a 1 terabyte hard drive, the new Mac Pro. I installed a 2 terabyte. I will receive another 2 terabyte today and I will install it. And so all my data will be on the first 2 terabyte drive, and then I'll back it all up onto the second 2 terabyte internal drive. So basically, I'll have a mirror of all my data on those two drives, and then I will also back up to the external Drobo for an additional backup. So I'm pleased with that. Eventually, I'm going to upgrade the 1 terabyte drive that will only have all my programs and everything on it. I will upgrade that to a solid state drive when the prices come down a little bit. I've got about a little over 200 gigs on that drive right now. And again, I've moved all my data, including my iTunes and everything, over to the second 2 terabyte drive. So I've got about 1.5 terabytes on that drive, and that includes all my data, videos, photos, music, etc. So now, how is it working so far? It does seem faster. For example, exporting a video with iMovie, an HD video that I did of the unboxing of the machine that's up right now on YouTube. You can take a look. That took about 40 minutes. It would have normally taken an hour, a little over an hour for a video of that length, exporting an iMovie. Now, iMovie will be upgraded eventually. I don't think it's 64-bit right now. I think it's only 32-bit, and it will be upgraded to be able to use more cores and so on. So hopefully that'll all speed up. I think the hard drive is a little bit ahead of a lot of my software. Now I do have Aperture, which is a 64-bit program, and it does seem to run faster. It seems to launch faster. I seem to be able to toggle from libraries to libraries faster. It loads a large library that I have that has all my photos in it faster. So it does seem quite a bit faster for a lot of operations. So I'm pleased so far with the performance. The graphics performance and all seems very good. Now, I did have one issue. I tried to hook up three monitors to it, and I could only get two monitors to work. I talked to Apple. They said there's a problem potentially with the video card. They may come out and replace it. They said it should support three video cards without. There's some discussion on some of the forums that you need to buy those $99 adapters, two of them, to be able to run three videos. And they said, no, that's not really true. So I'm getting conflicting information on that, but I'll keep you posted on that. But of course, I do have two monitors working fine. I just couldn't get the third monitor working. So that's the only issue that I came across. And that's still not a deal killer for me, because the third monitor is almost like a bonus. I don't really need it per se. I really like having two. With two, I still have room to have my 13-inch MacBook Pro here and use that also as another way to monitor like Twitter or something like that. So all in all, I'm very pleased with the performance of the machine. I'm very pleased with the quality of it. No regrets at all. I'm setting up the old 24-inch machine in the guest room here as a training center, and also for guests to use. So, hope that you found this helpful, and please follow me on Twitter.